States.
Thank you. Grace?
Yes, I'm the nominee for the audit committee as a director from KPFK. I'm the only one. So, and I say I'm okay with next Tuesday.
Great. So do I hear any objections to Tuesday, April 11th at 8:30 for open session? Hearing no objections, that's approved. Now let's see if anybody wants to meet on Friday. Any objections to meeting on Friday, the 14th of April at 8:30 p.m.? I object. Okay.
Yes, I think that's unfair to do, you know, if there was no
chair, point of order. Janet?
Did you finish, Nancy? I think
point of order.
Yeah, let Nancy finish her comment.
She was not recognized by you.
Yes, she was actually the next one on the set, but that's... I thought maybe
anyway. I would like to remind the chair to recognize people. Thank you.
Was that your point of order?
Yes.
Thank you, Nancy. Did you finish?
Well, I just was objecting to signing up people for the 14th. I won't be here, but I won't be on the committee, but. There's other people that let's see, Grace, Aki, Ken, Benito. I mean, a lot of people that will be on that may have already Friday. People usually have plans for Friday night. And
let's
think it's fair when there's already an available date just a couple days later.
Thank you. Nancy Sabaranatomi, could you take a vote on having a meeting on Friday, April 14th? And I'll just say, I think I said already, I disagree.
Okay. For Friday the 14th to have a meeting, yes or no? Sasha Futran? Sasha, I do not hear. I'll come back. Okay, Janet Coburn?
Pass.
Janet, pass. Okay. Ahmad Anderson. Ahmad? I do not. He's not here, right?
He was here.
Okay. Ahmad, I do not see you. Okay. Grace Aaron?
Yes.
Grace, yes. Dorothy Ray?
Yes.
Dorothy, yes. Jamie Gomez?
No.
Jamie, no. Wesley Bethune? Wesley?
Yes.
Wesley, yes. Venetia Patel Adams?
Yes.
Venetia Patel Adams, yes. Nancy Sybar and Atomi, yes. William Heerwagon?
No.
No. Frank Lefevre?
Yes.
Frank Lefevre, yes. Okay. Nancy Sorden?
No.
No. All right, we have...
this is Sasha. This is Sasha, and I haven't voted.
Yes?
Sorry, somebody came to my door. What exactly are we voting on?
Whether to have a meeting on Friday the 14th.
Just the 14th, not the 11th? That passed.
That passed, but the 14th. We have
all right,
an objection.
Yes.
Sasha votes yes. Janet?
I abstain.
Abstain. Okay, Janet abstains. Okay, we have Sasha, yes, then Grace, yes, that's two. Dorothy, yes, three. Wesley, yes, four. Venetia, yes, five. Nancy, Cyber and Artemis, yes, six. Okay, six, yes. And let's see. No is Jamie and Wilbur, William and Nancy Sorden. That's three, no. And one abstention.
Nancy, I have seven yeses.
Okay. Sasha, one. Grace, two. Dorothy, three. Wesley 4, Venetia 5, Nancy Sabarnatomi 6. Frank, I'm sorry, Frank 7, you're right. Thank you. 7 yes, 3 no, and 1 abstention. Hello?
Thank you. That passed, unfortunately. I don't even know if I'll be here. But, okay. The 14th at 8:30 p.m., there will be another meeting. Now, does anybody think we need to vote up for a third meeting, the 17th, or any other date?
Yes. Grace, yes.
Meeting the 17th?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, since we had it up there, let's take a vote on the 17th.
Could I explain, William, why I think yes? Because we might not make quorum on Friday, so I think we should have one there reserved. That would be good, the 17th reserved, for what happens.
Okay. Thank you. So Nancy Sabarnatomi, if there's no further discussion, Nancy Sabarnatomi, could you take the roll on Monday, April 17th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time?
Request for information, is there any objection?
There's a good point. Any objections? Thank you for meeting on the 17th of April, on Monday, a week from today.
William, your voice is getting a little weak. Could you adjust your phone?
I'm sorry. Any objection to meeting a week from tonight on April 17th?
Point of order. It's two weeks from tonight.
You're absolutely right. Thank you. 2 weeks from tonight, the 17th. Not the 10th. I said 17th. We got the wrong number of weeks. Okay. Any objections to the meeting on the 17th, 2 weeks from tonight? Hearing no objections, that passes. Okay, so we have set up three meetings. The 11th. Didn't we pass the 11th? Why didn't I write it down? Oh, there it is. I did write it down. We passed the 11th, and we passed the 14th, and now we passed the 17th. Okay, so we have three meetings set up. So I think that we're not... I intended to have these set up these quick meetings so we don't have the motions by Dorothy for a subcommittee or Grace to meet on weekly. Any disagreement with that idea? Okay, so those motions are, I can't say they're withdrawn, but let's say they've been substituted for with the scheduling.
William, I'm sorry, I could not hear what you just said. What?
Okay, so the two motions from Dorothy and Grace have been substituted with the instead scheduling those three very quick meetings. And is there any other discussion on something we should be doing?
Sasha.
Go ahead, Sasha.
So let me see if I understand that. So we have three meetings scheduled, but there is no one working on anything for that first meeting. So no one is looking for names of firms, we're just going to meet.
I just asked if anybody wanted to discuss anything else. Perhaps.
It seems to me that we, I mean, I know that we don't know who all the new members of the audit committee would be, but it seems to me that we ought to form a committee that would get started working on this. I would like to point out that Bill Crozier let the AG's office know that the 2015 would be finished July 31st, even though the AG had said it could be August 27th, and that 2016 would be completed on 11/17. so it isn't a heck of a lot of time. And it also appears that not all the stations, according to his report, to Bill's report, have their paperwork ready at this point.
Janet.
This is Grace to the staff.
Janet.
Well, regardless of, I think maybe Bill Crozier was planning to have the audit complete by the end of July, but he has to have an auditor before that happens, so just wanted to point that out.
Thank you.
Sasha, may I respond quickly? I understand that. I'm just saying what his report was that he sent out on the 30th of March to the AG's office. That's all I'm saying. That's what he promised the AG.
Okay. Thank you. Whether it gets done or not, another story. We'll see. Grace, you were next.
Nancy Jordan.
Yes. Yes. I believe that tonight we should look over the RFP for 2012. It's very simple. It doesn't need to be complicated. I think we should work on the wording right now so that we have an RFP, and then take the next task this evening if possible. If you'd like, I can read it. I sent it out to everyone, I believe, very recently. I think this morning.
Yeah, I think I forwarded it to, I think you might have missed a member or two. I'm not sure. But I
yes, I might have.
This evening. Okay, that was an interesting idea. Do we want to read it now and actually try to do it now?
Nancy, Favar and I told me okay. To take it, please.
Go ahead, Nancy.
Yes.
Then we had Nancy Sorden. Wait a minute. I had Nancy Sorden, then I had Nancy Sabaranatomi.
Oh, really? Oh, sorry.
Me too. Sorry. Go ahead, Nancy Sorden.
I was going to, suggest a number of things. One of the things that Grace just suggested we can do, that we can do tonight. We can also... we could also agree on how to contact the management and ask them to, stop being involved in this process, and that we need to do it, and explain to them, why we don't want us to get it, because we don't want Pacifica to get any trouble by, allowing them to go forward with what they're doing. If we agree, we could take the information that they already collected and look at it, but we should step in and, we can do that step now, because as somebody was pointing out, we don't want to have two parallel tracks going. And also we could collect any names of firms from before. I heard people mention names of firms that were contacted in the past. We could start, working on that as well.
This is Grace. Am I on the chat?
Nancy from
Tommy.
Yes, I want to know, is anyone on the call that has not received this RFP that was used in 2012? Now, send it to you. If you just tell me who you are. Does everybody have it? Okay.
Janet, I'm not sure. I don't think I got it.
Okay.
And
who is that?
I'm not sorry. Never mind.
Okay. All right.
It's a request for information. This is the one we got from William, right?
I got it from Grace.
Grace. Okay. I sent it out again later.
Okay.
But
it's the same one.
Yes.
Okay.
The one from William was not complete.
What was missing? I don't know.
Well, how much?
How much what? I don't understand. I sent the same.
How much the auditor would? How much the proposal was for? Was off? Was the amount of money that the auditor was, or the audit firm was offering?
I just sent the request. I didn't send any proposals. I just sent what Pacifica wrote up.
Got it.
If I wanted to see
other
people proposed, I might look at it, but I'm really interested in getting the proposal, the request done.
Got it.
Who is that?
Nancy from KPFT.
Okay.
I'd like to ask everybody, be careful not to
hold
up on the name of the company that when we start going over this request for proposal. And also, I'd like to point out the date it was written. It was like 5 days later they were asking for the proposal. So they gave them only Pacifica only gave 5 days for the proposal. That's all. I just want to say, be careful not to say things out loud, the names of the companies. I'm done.
At this point, there's no need to, but thank you. Because we're talking about just writing up the request. And Grace wanted to read it, which I guess is okay. But I'll suggest even before she reads it that since there's old, outdated numbers and information dollars and other things in there, whatever they are, they need to be updated. Maybe that's what somebody can do between now and the next meeting, which is, the 11th. But go ahead, Grace.
Janet,
you wanted to read.
Point of information?
Yes, Janet.
So this meeting is supposed to adjourn in like 3 minutes. This part of this meeting is... And then there's an executive session. Am I mistaken?
I think so. I asked, which now there's something I have to address this again, but I had earlier asked and there was no objection. Since we didn't have executive session minutes to go over, that we would reschedule that for our, quote, next meeting, because we didn't know when the next meeting would be. So I don't think we're going to have an executive session tonight. I'll just have to cancel that. And then go ahead.
Well, I didn't realize that that's the only thing it was for. I thought it was also discuss these RFPs. Okay.
No. Nancy
Gordon.
Let me just interrupt here and say that I'd have to go back to what I said before about the next meeting, because I won't have all those minutes ready for a week from tomorrow. So I would like to make that next already scheduled meeting, which would be early May, that we'll have the executive session in early May.
So we're having a meeting next week. Am I crazy?
No, you're not crazy. I'm saying executive session to go over minutes.
Okay.
Oh, you may be crazy, but, you know.
I wasn't crazy before. I'm probably getting crazy now.
Nancy,
well, from KPFT. Will do that to you.
Okay, this is Grace. I think I'm next on
Wait
the set.
Minute. Somebody else wanted to speak a minute ago. Who was it that I stopped? There was a Nancy.
Nancy.
Yeah, go ahead, Nancy.
I move that we extend the meeting by an hour, you know, whatever. We were going to be in executive session for another hour.
God, there's a debate between the two people running for CDP chair tonight at the PDA website thing. I want to hear it.
What? So what? This is William. I'll suggest a half hour.
Mm-hmm. I guess a half hour.
Further discussion.
A whole hour.
I don't even think we need a half hour, but to be able to complete a couple of things.
Okay. I accept your friendly amendment.
Well, there's really no such thing as a friendly amendment being applied in Robert's Rules or Pacifica. So you're going to withdraw your motion for an hour, and I suggest a half hour. Any objections to extending for a half hour? Hearing none, we're extended to, it's 9:59, New York, so Eastern time, it'd be 10:29. Okay. Now, what was happening? I think Grace had something to say. I had talked about her reading her motion, if she wanted to.
Yes, I'm ready to read the RFP from 2012. And I suggest that we adopt it, but let me read it first to everybody. Pardon me?
I'm sorry, without names, right?
Without
names.
Without names.
I mean, maybe shouldn't have the names.
I guess there aren't. Okay, there's probably not. I'm sorry.
Okay. Dear sir or madam, our organization is accepting proposals from CPA firms to provide audit, open parenthesis, and tax, close parenthesis, services for our organization in the future. We invite your firm to submit a proposal to us by September 30th, 2012. Of course, that date would have to be changed. For consideration, a description of our organization, the services needed, and other pertinent information follows. Background of Pacifica Radio. Pacifica Foundation is a 501c3 nonprofit benefit corporation in California representing the Pacifica Radio Network. Pacifica currently operates on a not-for-profit basis, 5 FM radio stations, and the Pacifica Audio Archives. Annual revenues are between $12 million and $14 million. That should be changed to, I believe, between $9 million and $11 million per year, and the organization employs approximately 120 people in 5 locations. The organization is membership-based and has approximately 80,000 members nationwide. The organization has a September 30 fiscal year end with a requirement to file an audited financial statement with the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and general membership by February 28th/29th of each year. Services to be performed. Your proposal is expected to cover the following services. 1. Annual audit to be completed in compliance with the previously mentioned filing requirement and meetings with audit committee and a board of directors as necessary. The audit should provide financial statements by division, including income statements and balance sheets as well as consolidated totals. 2. Tax filings for our foundation, including the annual 990 and 199s. Key personnel. Following are key contacts for information you may seek in preparing your proposal, and it lists the IED CFO and the chair of the audit committee and their contact information. So that's the RFP from 2012. All that would have to be changed are the statistics about the Pacifica Foundation in the middle, and probably more elucidation about our current situation with our backlog law audits from 2015 and 16.
And the names of the people to contact, what do they call them, key personnel.
That's what I just said.
I suggest that I'll write to the IED and the financial person. Has he been approved as CFO yet? I don't even know.
Yes.
Okay, so he's not just a financial consultant anymore. Okay.
No, he is the CFO.
Okay, thank you. So I'll write to them to update the information in the middle, the statistics. And I believe I should also ask them to forward their request for proposal that they've sent out, and to, if they get any responses, to forward those to the audit committee. And they should not be doing that work.
Okay, point of order.
Go ahead.
Yes. To my knowledge, an audit committee is not necessarily needed for a nonprofit. Several people on this call have asserted that it is needed and that the audit committee needs to hire and monitor and oversee the auditor. Of course, that's acceptable, but it's not mandatory by law. So I don't wish to continue with this until the specific citations are sent to this committee regarding that. It may be true, but I don't believe it is. I've researched this myself, and by law, the audit committee does not necessarily have to oversee the audit completely or hire the auditor. So until that gets elucidated with specific citations, I don't think we should be assuming that that's the case.
Well, Grace, this is William. You haven't done your research well, because it is definitely in the California corporate codes and any other place you want to look. That if there is an audit committee, it hires, it selects the auditor. I don't understand how you could never have found that. And
okay, well, can you cite the specific code? Can you cite the code?
Not this second. I already said I'll send it out later to everybody. But you're totally wrong. You're totally wrong.
Sasha, for the staff.
It is in the bylaws.
I would like point out.
Sasha, for the stack. Hello?
Who wants to speak?
Yeah, I know.
Sasha, can you hear me?
I'm hearing Sasha. Somebody else is speaking. I don't know if they mean to.
I don't
know who's speaking. I get Sasha.
I can't see there's Frank who'd like to be on the stack.
Frank, Sasha and Frank.
Okay.
Go ahead, Sasha.
So I just wanted to say that I did a very quick bit of research, because I agreed with Grace, but it looks like in 2004, and this is very quick research, I could be wrong, it looks like things were changed. I didn't actually find it on any state website, but I found a lot of attorneys writing opinions and making comments, and it looks like the law may have changed in 2004. So, but I would agree that William, please send us the exact state citations with a link. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. And Frank?
Yeah, I think I've done some informal looking myself, part of it during this meeting, actually, and everything that I'm seeing, let's put it this way, I've yet to see anything that says that it has to be done by an audit committee, or indeed that there has to be an audit committee.
Well,
Nancy Sorden to the stack. Nancy Sorden to the stack.
Thank you, Nancy. Hold on. I'll send it out, Frank, and you can find out how to...
Well, another thing, my objection to the chair exercising his prerogative is to vote by asserting something and saying he'll explain it later and document it later.
Yeah, I'm trying to chair a meeting, Frank. I don't have time to go looking, Googling and whatever else you call it. I don't use Google, but I will send it later. You're wrong. You just look for California code. You'll find California corporate code. You'll find it. Look for the National Council.
I'm asserting that it is improper for you to influence the vote by asserting you know something that the rest of us do not know.
Which I said I'll document, and I will. And I think you should learn how to do better research.
And you can argue with it, not argue with it ahead of time. You're not giving the promise to
anybody else
to vote before a vote.
Janet.
Go ahead, Janet.
Well, first of all, the bylaws, the audit committee is one of the standing committees of the listed in the bylaws. So there is an audit committee for Pacifica, and you can't just disappear it. But secondly, there are different... I'm sorry. Please don't interrupt. Secondly, there have been different assertions by different people on this committee tonight about what the law says or not about this. So let's not just point, you know, it's not a matter of whether the chair is saying something that, you know, he doesn't have the exact citation. Neither did any of the other people who claimed differently. So I don't think we should spend any more time on arguing. Let's get the citations, and it's not going to happen tonight, apparently. I'm done.
Request confirmation,
Nancy from KPFT.
Can anybody hear me?
Well, yeah, you're very faint, Nancy.
Yes, I can hardly hear y'all. I'm going to try to call back in again.
Thank you. Anybody else?
This is Grace.
Grace. What was that other one, Nancy Sorden?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead, Grace.
I'd like to suggest that we accept the 2012 RFP wording, except that it should be modified by adjusting the numbers about the statistics of the Pacifica Foundation and by explaining what we need done regarding the late 2015 audit. We might want to have somebody, possibly you, William, as the chair, liaise with the CFO to get the exact wording of whatever RFP they've sent out. And then, of course, changing the contact people at the bottom. But I think that we should go, except for those changes, we should decide that that's basically what we want to have in the RFP.
Well, this for Nancy Sorden.
Request for information, Nancy.
Go ahead.
Grace mentioned adding something to it about the. I think she was getting at pointing out the urgency of it because we are late in getting these. You know, they're past due, and we have a need to get them done urgently. If somehow, I think that's a good suggestion to add that to the letters, to the RFP.
Thank you. And I'll just comment that I don't think we should accept that wording. I think it's probably very good wording, and we are going to make a couple of changes that we've already noted, but I think we need to get whatever it is the CFO has been sending out, and because somebody said earlier, we don't want to be sending out two different RFPs, so we may end up being forced to use theirs, or somehow if we all agree that we want to send something slightly different, we could do that. And so I'm, as discussed earlier, I will attempt to get those documents from them. And does somebody else want me to write something else besides getting the documents?
A list of the companies that they have solicited, plus a list. I'm sorry, this is Nancy Sorden. I wasn't recognized
okay,
yet.
Go ahead.
Plus a list of the companies that were that people thought were good last time, and a plan to look for other companies.
You want me to try to get that from the CFO? I don't think so. All I'm going to get from him is what he sent out.
No, I mean can we create sort of a to-do for the remaining committee members to research other firms that we can send RFPs to?
Right. I think that's a good point. I think we should all be thinking about, do we know of any firms, or do we know anybody who might know, and bring in recommendations for next meeting. And we'll see the people that we sent it to last time. We have some of them at least. We had four, I think. We'll see who the CFO has sent them to. And then we'll see if there's anybody has any other recommendations.
Could we ask that the current people on this committee also be able to submit suggestions for names of firms?
They could send it
to the current members of the members that are going to be on there after.
If you have suggestions, send them now. That way, before people are replaced, if you're thinking that you might be replaced, or if you're thinking about somebody else that might be replaced, if you have a suggestion, send it now to the committee or to me, and I'll vote it to the committee.
Okay.
Thank you.
Nancy from KPFT.
Yeah, you got a better line? Thank you. Go ahead, Nancy.
I guess so. I can hear you better. May I speak? I want to know,
yes.
Did everybody get the stuff I sent you? When did I send you? About 9:30 Eastern time. It has a spreadsheet that I think Aki Tanaka made. This is in 2012, and it's got around 8 or 9, 10 companies and their telephone numbers. And of these companies, only two got votes, one that won and another one. Well, I'll send that information to you by email. Just I want to know if everybody got it. Maybe we could pick one, maybe communicate by email and pick one to investigate on the Internet, their reviews. That's what I did. We should be doing something now, between now and then, bring our work to the next meeting. Although some of us won't be there, but we transfer our work to whoever replaces us.
Sasha for the stack.
Yeah, go ahead, Sasha.
I just emailed out to everyone. William is correct as far as I can read. I found the California law and I emailed out the link to everyone. That's one thing about 5 minutes ago. And the other thing is that I think we need to find out before we can certainly plan and review, but I think we should find out the four firms that Sam has already sent a request for a proposal to.
Yes, we'll find that out. Thank you very much. Let's see. We don't have any pending motions, do we? Well, we had Grace saying that we should accept the 2012 RFP, and I was saying that, well, we should, before we do that, we should get the ones that were just mentioned from the CFO, so at least be able to compare, see if we want to make changes or not. So I don't think we should consider that motion right now. I'd be against it. If Grace wants to put it to a vote, I'd vote no. Grace, do you want to make that a motion? Were you making that a motion that we should do that now?
Give me... Okay, give me a moment to write this up.
Are you going to send a motion? Okay.
Okay, but it's going to take me a minute to write it up.
Okay.
This is Nancy from KPFT.
Oh, okay, go ahead, Nancy.
I got cut off. I don't know what the Grace had pointed out on that RFP that was used in 2012, September 25th. I looked at that, and I had written that I can't find it now. So I was going to say there are statistics that need to be changed, and we'd have something done tonight. And I don't know if we know the, it's like it says 120 employees, and that figure has shrunk. And then the membership number, that has shrunk. And then the, it's less. And then, did Grace say that? And what else?
Grace said they needed to be changed.
Okay.
And I said, this is William. I said, and I think everybody agreed, that I would, this was the item I couldn't think of a few minutes ago, that I would request the management to make the changes in those sections and to send us the RFPs that they've sent out and who they sent them to.
So do we need to write that in a motion, or we decide that you...
I agreed to do it. I don't know if anybody wants or needs to make a motion about it. I don't think so.
I'm putting together a motion right now. So I'll get it to you as soon as I can.
Thank you. That's Grace, I think. Thank you.
This is Nancy from KPFT.
Okay, Nancy.
Yeah, there's one place where it says at the very bottom, services to be performed, annual audit to be completed in compliance with the previously mentioned, filing requirement and meetings with the audit committee and or board of directors as necessary. I thought maybe we could put in there with those two entities, put the audit chair in there, consider to do that.
Put the current audit chair. I don't see that that's necessary. People understand that there are chairs to boards and committees.
To let them know communication between the audit chair and the auditor.
Well, I think that's sort of a protocol that people kind of follow, rather than writing to 20 people or 15 people.
Well, on this RFP, Fred put his name, chair of the audit committee.
Oh, so that would, okay. So if somebody wants to do that, change those three names, that's fine. Change those three names. I thought you were saying add something to the paragraph.
Oh, I see. Yes, I was. But, it's not really necessary. It's down to... Okay.
Oh, maybe you weren't on the call for a while when we discussed that earlier. That would be
I'm sorry.
That's all right. And in case you didn't know, Nancy, what was going on, we're waiting for Grace to send us... a motion.
Yes.
I guess to do with the RFP, 2012 RFP.
Could I ask, I asked earlier, did everybody get that spreadsheet that Aki Tanaka made in 2012 with a whole bunch of other companies and telephone numbers? Did y'all get it? Well, if you did not get it, just send me an email and I'll try to resend it. I hope Janet got the RFP. Janet, because you were the only one that did not get it. Okay, good. Thank you.
Thank you.
This is Nancy from KPFT.
Okay, Nancy.
As soon as we get some companies, new ones, I will volunteer to start looking for reviews. I think I used some kind of company that said glass windows, glass walls, or something like that. And I read some complaints of workers from one audit company. And anyway, I just brought that to the committee. I will volunteer, and whatever company I do check, I'll share it with the audit committee.
Okay. Thank you. Oh, I think I see something from Grace.
Hello, this is Grace. Can I read my motion?
Okay, I was just saying I see something from you. Okay.
Okay.
Go ahead.
All right. Motion that the audit committee tentatively accept the wording of the 2012 RFP with the following modifications. One, that the statistics about Pacifica be updated. Two, that the services to be performed include an explanation of having to complete the 2015 audit, which is overdue, and then the 2016 audit. Three, that the final wording be compared with whatever RFP wording has been suggested by the CFO. That the modifications and CFO version be brought back to the audit committee at its next meeting on Tuesday, April 2nd, 2017.
What?
April
11th? April 11th.
Oh, sorry, April 11th. Pardon me.
Okay. Okay, any discussion on this motion?
Janet, question?
Go ahead, Janet.
Okay, well, first, I didn't get the motion, but does it say who is going to compare, and is the idea to for somebody like William to compare them and come up with something that would take into consideration the what was in the other RFP letter and then present it to the committee, or both would be presented to the committee? It's a question for Grace or...
All right. Let's add corrected to Tuesday, April 11th, 2017, and that this will be brought back to the committee by the audit committee chair. How's that? And I'll send out this modified motion right now.
Okay.
Nancy on KPFT.
Go ahead.
Should we add the statistics? Which statistics need to be changed, or do we take it for granted they're going to update all of them?
Yes, we'll take that for granted.
Well, I would say membership, annual profit, annual anyway, budget or whatever, and what was the other one? I can't find it now. I'm sorry, I'm looking for it again. Oh, yeah, how many paid employees?
Nancy Sorden, request for information.
Yeah, go ahead.
I think, I mean, the statistics are, you know, I think the wording, I think you can add the wording approximately, you know, I don't think they have to be exact in this RFP, you know, I mean, I think it could be a close approximation of what it actually is. And I had a question about, well, that's a question. Could we do that? And then I had a question about number two. Is this to add a service to be performed by the auditor? Is for them to include an explanation of having to complete the 2015 audit, which is overdue? I mean, I just think this is, you know, the language is pretty, what we're agreeing to is pretty general, and we might want it to be a little more specific. So, I, you know, because I could interpret number two several ways, and, you know, I think we should make this motion be more specific so that we all know exactly what we're voting on.
This is Grace. May I be recognized?
Grace, go ahead.
And Janet, I
Nancy, do you have some specific wording you want to add to this? You can amend this motion, of course.
Well, I would say that all the statistics be updated, and you know, that word all be put into the motion, and that they be updated with the most current, you know, information, and that, you know, and I think that would be good enough if we just put the most current information in there.
Yeah, this is William. Oh, I'm sorry.
Janet, I wanted to be on the staff.
Nancy Sorden, you still wanted to say something?
Well, I mean, I'm just not sure what number two means, okay? Maybe we could have separate motions for each of these suggestions.
So that would be a motion to divide.
And make more specific. Make each one more specific.
You know, guys, this is Dorothy. I have to go to this other call. I'm really sorry. Okay?
Oh,
thank you.
10:30.
Bye, Dorothy.
Okay. So
I move that we extend for 15 minutes. Nancy, I move that we extend.
Hi, guys.
Good night. For 15 minutes.
Any objection to where we are at time? We're supposed to be 10:29. Any objection to extending another 15 minutes? Okay, hearing no objection, we're extended to 10:46 Eastern Time. And Janet, go ahead.
Right. Well, I, too, am confused about item 2, especially when it refers to the 2016 audit. I mean, I don't know if this is a request to have for an auditor to do both the 2015 and 16 audits. I don't know if that's appropriate.
Yeah, I've never seen that and I know some accountants. So I've never seen that happen or heard of that happening. But
I mean, you can't do the next audit without the one before that done.
And they might change their mind anyway, so who knows. I'd like to say something. Since I'm going to be writing. Oh, were you finished with everything,
yes.
Janet? Okay,
yes.
Since I'm going to be writing and trying to get the part of this old 2012 RFP updated by management, and I'm going to try to get the request or proposal that was sent out, I think we should compare those when we get them. Hopefully we'll have them by the 11th, our next meeting, and I would vote against this entire motion, whether it's, I think it's premature, in other words. I don't think it's a bad idea, but I think it's premature. I think we've got to see what they sent out and then see how we feel about it and see what changes they want to make to it and those statistics or those numbers, data. Anyway, I'll vote against it. Thank you.
Okay, Nancy Thornton. Okay, I have an idea for amending.
Okay.
And this is Grace. Also, I'd like to be on the stack.
Sasha has been asking to be on the stack for the last 5 minutes.
And William hasn't heard you. Same on William.
You've been muted.
Well, I don't know why he hasn't heard me.
Well,
you've been muted, maybe.
I have very bad ears. So we've got Sasha and who? I missed. Now I forgot the other two.
Nancy,
Grace. I'm going to give Sasha a break and let her believe her that she's been trying to do this for 5 minutes. Go ahead, Sasha.
Thank you very much. I would like to suggest that this maybe should be something that requires the chair of the audit committee to get in touch with the CFO and get the copies of the proposals sent by the CFO into our hands by next Tuesday, April 11th. I have a problem with number three as well, because I think that the wording should be compared, reviewed, discussed. Maybe, you know, I mean, the CFO, I'm assuming, has more experience at sending out these sorts of proposals than we do. So I think we really want to discuss and look at that when we get those and see if we would want to change the 2012 RFP because of things the CFO sent out. And in terms of, you know, the statistics, yes, I agree. Something needs to be said about just updating all statistics, making sure all statistics are updated. That's it.
Thank you. Thank you, Senator.
Janet, I'd like to be on the stack.
And we had it, Nancy, Grace, and Janet. Nancy. Sorden.
Oh, I was going to say maybe we could change this to we could make it like a recommendation to the incoming audit committee members that they use this RFP after they have compared it, you know, to the RFP. I mean this is great that Grace got us started on this. You know, this is like a to-do list. But I think I think we could say we recommend that the RFP from 2012 be accepted and with all the statistics updated, and that it be compared to the final wording, and it be compared to the wording of the RFP that was suggested by management. Because I don't know, they're going to have to cross that bridge. I mean, if you sent out an RFP that's different to a different company, you know, if you don't send the RFP to the same companies, doesn't that kind of make your process null and void? You know, so you might have to resend the RFP to the companies that were already sent the RFP that the CFO had sent. So I guess that might be a fourth thing to do is to incorporate, you know, the RFP wording that's already been sent out or just look at it I'm sorry, you all go ahead. I think you maybe get my... We need to add an additional thing that says we need to resend an RFP to the companies already solicited by the CFO.
Okay, Grace? I mean, are you making that as an amendment, Nancy? I'm sorry.
Yeah, and that would be number four.
Okay, you're going to send that in, please?
Maybe you can tell me what it is. What's number four?
So number four would be to whatever RFP is the result of this process of one and three. And maybe if you all decide to keep two, I think two should be split out and discussed later. But then that RFP would be resent. I mean, if you're going to include the companies that the CFO already sent an RFP to, that this new RFP be sent to them along with the other companies that is decided to send to.
That's number four. And also then you have to send another letter saying that there's an up, you have to send another letter to those companies that the CFO sent to and say that there's an updated RFP coming from the audit committee. Please, please do not respond to the one that the CFO sent.
Sasha, for the stacks.